thank you for joining this week's episode of the Inner Circle podcast. This week I have a guest from Adobe Security to talk about some exciting things they've got going on. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. My name is Chris Edwards. I've been at Adobe for a little over 5 years, and I work on some of the backbone infrastructure for the Digital Experience Cloud. And today we want to talk a little bit about some of the security stuff that we've done in that regard.
All right. Okay, so one of the things that I thought was really cool that you guys have going on that I wanted to talk about is this is Hubble Stack, and so I've read the blog post, I've looked at what it is and what it does, but I guess for people listening, can you give us a little bit of background on sort of what is Hubble Stack and what does it do?
It's a monitoring and an automation framework that collects data from systems. So the data is generally specific to security settings and stuff like that. Now, the easy way I like to think about it, I like to just think of Hubble Stack in the same way you might think of the Hubble Space Telescope. Right? The Hubble Space Telescope takes pictures of evolving structures in an expanding universe. And the Hubble Stack does the same thing, essentially, just within a digital universe.
All right. And so, just for those who might be curious, is the Hubble Telescope the namesake of Hubble Stack?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of, space and the cosmos and Carl Sagan and all that good stuff. And so I tried to integrate that in the name. And I think it's actually very fitting, right? It gives us clear pictures and lets us view things in a better way than you could before.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. And I do the parallels, the analogy, I think makes sense. When I think of Adobe, if you just say Adobe, people, think of Photoshop and Lightroom and things like that. What prompted you to create Hubble Stack?
So the inspiration for Hubble Stack and the tool was, like you say, people generally equate Adobe or relate Adobe to Photoshop and Lightroom and Adobe Reader and things like that, right? Well, in the department I work in, we more focus on the digital marketing side, right? The analytics and the social networking and all of that kind of stuff. Now, part of the challenge has been that Adobe is actually made up of a lot of different acquisitions. So we have different stacks and we have different requirements and needs in these cases, and it's not as simple as just we do one thing and we solve this one problem. We have a lot of problems and we have a lot of unique challenges and we work through all of them. Now, essentially, the motivation was we needed better insight into what all these different stacks look like. Right? Essentially, the idea was to help automate the data gathering for the compliance audit. Basically, we could speed up the gathering of the data and collect more of the compliance-related data faster, and we could, we have better insights into our fraud and just the system, and we can make quicker and better decisions based on that data.
Okay. So when I looked at the blog post, it seemed like there's actually some sort of different components or elements that kind of make up or perform different functions within Hubble Stack. Can you talk a little bit about those different components that make up Hubble Stack and the function of each one?
Like you said, the Hubble's made up of different components. Each of these components plays a different role in basically the types of data that it can gather. So I like to compare it to just viewing things, viewing different spectrums of light, for example. But if we look through a different lens, we can see different data, or we see different light, visible light, microwave, ultraviolet, whatever. Right? So if we kind of stick with the whole space satellite kind of analogy, basically, think of it like we have different lenses that we look through to look at different types of data. So let me tell you about what some of these lenses essentially are. The first component is called NOVA. NOVA basically lets us compare what we expect to see with what we do see. The NOVA system lets us essentially define a baseline or define what we want the security, what we expect the security to look like. And then this goes out and scans, and then any discrepancies are reported back. NOVA lets us quickly adapt and look for potential threats or look for things, you know, identifying patch levels and making sure we know where things are and how they're configured more quickly. The second main component is called nebula. The role of nebula is to basically take snapshots of system activity. And we do this by integrating the nebula component with another open source project, this one released by Facebook, called OS Query. As you might guess from the name, the OS Query tool allows you to query the operating system, just like it was an SQL database. So we integrate with that, and Hubble provides queries that can be sent down through this tool and queries the system activity, whether that's running processes or outbound connections or just all kinds of things that we would want to know about. It can go out and essentially kind of fetch a snapshot of that activity for us to look at afterwards. The third piece is the kind of the event system. The listener, it sits and watches, waits for certain events to happen. This event system is called Pulsar. I also think of Pulsar as maybe faster SIM. SIM, of course, means the file integrity monitoring. Mm-hmm. What we do with Pulsar is essentially just speed up that whole process. Instead of defining a baseline of known good hashes and file contents or something, the Pulsar system watches the file system in real time, and if it detects any changes, it will report that information back. And not only does it report that the event happened, but it gathers metadata about the event and sends that back to us. And the idea is that it allows for faster detection and hopefully a faster response. The fourth piece, one final piece, we call Quasar. Quasar is the piece that it gathers the telemetry from the other three components and sends them where, you know, back home or wherever you want to parse through them and sift through that data. excuse me. Right now, the Quasar component supports connecting back to a Splunk or an ELK stack. It also has some basic Slack integration if you want to, you know, get a list that way. Now, having just talked about basically the four main components, I also want to point out that each of those components are modular. So if you wanted to update the Quasar component with a new module that sent your data to Hadoop or something, right, you could do that. It would be fine. It's just another module to create. If you wanted to look for different data in NOVA, you make another module in NOVA. Each component is very flexible and designed to be modular. And again, it needed to be built that way because we have such a large and sometimes complex infrastructure, and we need to be able to adapt and kind of roll with it.
Right.
As new things happen, and new things we have to look for, we need to be able to adapt, and we need to be flexible. And we found that this has worked really well for that.
Okay. All right. So one of the things that I don't think, I don't think I made clear up front, and I don't think you mentioned it, but HubbleStack is also an open source project, and so I'd like to, I guess, kind of explore why you chose to go open source.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think we chose to make Hubble an open source project because security isn't a unique issue, right? I think everyone should be security-minded. And the idea with Hubble is that it empowers developers and engineers to better understand the security requirements in the environments that they're built. I feel like by open sourcing this tool, it can help elevate, the industry. We want people to come contribute to the project, give feedback, make it better, and if we can lift everyone, I think we've done a good job.
Okay. So it's out there, it's open source, people can come in and use it, contribute to it, build on it. If you could choose, what are your kind of hopes and expectations for what the future of HubbleStack might be? Like what will this evolve into?
I think the future for Hubble looks bright. It's been around for a couple of years now, and we've been kind of, quietly building it, and now we're spending a lot more time publicizing it. But I think the future, the hope that I have, is that it can empower more people to see their infrastructure in a different way, a better way, to gather the data we need so we can make decisions faster. I would hope to see a growing community, more contributions to the different types of checks that we can look for. I think if we can have a big community that contributes different checks and evolves with the changing security landscape, that we can make the whole industry better. And just empower people to make better decisions and just be more secure.
Okay. No, I mean, it makes sense, and I think having worked in the security industry and working in on the journalistic side of security, I think everyone could use more of that. I think part of the problem is everyone traditionally trying to sort of secure and protect like within their own silos in their own little world, but there's a lot to be gained from collaboration and the sharing of resources, the sharing of information, so that everyone isn't trying to just like defend their little piece of the puzzle, but you can see the big picture, and I think that gives you a much better chance of adequately defending against it.
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of having everyone in their silos reinventing the wheel every time, right?
Right.
Let's all work together. Let's share, hey, we found a way to detect this vulnerability. Let's contribute that here, and then other people can benefit from that too. I mean, long term, I'd like to see a situation where we have fewer security issues, Maybe that's a bit of a dream for down the road, but right, I think if we can address the security issue both from the inside, from the building and the engineering side, also from the security side looking in, if everyone works together on security, I think we'll have more secure systems. And I hope that Hubble can really empower people to do that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast and share about Hubble Stack. Like I said, I mean, I looked at it. I think it looks very cool. I'm not on that side of the fence in the security trenches, but if I were, it would definitely be something I would check out. So I suggest that people go to Adobe and take a look at Hubble Stack and see what they've built. And by all means, if you're a developer, if you've got that skill set, then join the project and see what you can contribute. So so again, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Adobe Security is one of the original sponsors of Techspective, and I hope you will help me show some appreciation by supporting Adobe as well. Most people think of things like Photoshop or Acrobat or other audio and video content tools when they think of Adobe, not security. But the security of your data and digital experiences is a top priority for Adobe as well. Adobe has implemented hundreds of security processes and controls to comply with industry standards and regulations, and it developed the Adobe Secure product lifecycle to help protect from the software layer down. You can click the Adobe logo under sponsors at the upper right of the Techspective site or visit adobe.com/security to learn more. I appreciate you investing your time to listen to the podcast, but I also invite you to engage on social media. Please go like our Facebook page and follow at Techspective on Twitter and Instagram. You can feel free to let me know what you like, let me know what you don't like, let me know if you love it, let me know if it sucks, and let me know what products you'd like to see reviewed or what questions you'd like to see answered in future posts.